Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Dell challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, National Award-winning Investor of the Year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. With me here today is the developer of LifestylesDiscovery.com, which is a appraisal software that we had developed for us. Welcome to the show, Damon.
Thank you, Del. Good to be with you.
So let's go back many years ago when I first started this stuff, and there was almost no way to know if you were buying a deal that was a profitable deal because you were trusting the real estate agents to give you data. And if you go way, way back, their data wasn't even computerized yet. It was simply listings that were in what they looked like magazines at that time. And that was how the listings were there. Each month you'd get a new set of listings type of deal. Later, they've started having it on software type versions. And at that time, I had to buy a real estate company to be able to get access to the data. There was no way you could get data unless you owned a real estate company. And so I did, and I started having the opportunity to manipulate this data and to be able to come up with the ideas that, wait, you actually cannot decide whether or not you should buy a piece of real estate unless you have accurate, comparable sales. The reason, the value of a house is based on its comparable market sales. In other words, that which is in the neighborhood that is directly related to it, that has sold within the last 3, 6, and if you have to go that far back, 12 months. And that's how appraisers come up with the appraisals. The problem is you have to have access to data, and real estate brokerage firms have a giant, giant lobby that kept us for years from being able to get to that data. Because if they had that data, they control everything. They could tell you something is a good deal or not a good deal, a bad deal. They could talk you into listing your property because only they knew what your property was really worth. And they also could control what you would buy because they're telling you what stuff is worth. Now, I'm not saying the real estate agents were unscrupulous or that they misrepresented. I'm not making that statement, although I'm sure there were some of them that did that. But I'm not making an overall judgment statement. I'm just saying if we were inadequate as real estate investors until you came along. I don't remember what year it was. Was it 10 years ago or 15 years ago, whatever it was? 10 years, and you came to me and said, Del, I want you to look at what I've developed. And when you came to me and you showed me that software program, instantly I knew that the world had just changed for real estate development. A real estate purchase and sales and rental. The first program Damon started was a program called Quest. And what we did was we bought data stores from the real estate companies. And he put this program together that you could rent. But we only had it available to our members and only in the Texas market. So a couple years ago, when Damon had already left Lifestyles and was touring around the world in his motorhome, living the life of glee, we decided we wanted to go national. And so I contacted Damon again and said, Damon, we need something national And so it was on your pursuit. And how long did it take you to develop this thing, Damon?
Well, it took about a year. I think we talked in October of 2015 for the first time about it. And it finally deployed about a year later. But it wasn't that it was technically hard to build. It was more getting the data and having accurate data, which was so critical to the system. I remember we talked about that. And it's like, if we can't get good national data that's going to be accurate, there's no point in building the system. So a lot of the time was just trying to find the best sources for that data.
Now, we've got this situation set up to where people can try this software out for free. Is that not true?
That's correct. Yeah, there's a 7-day free trial that gives full access.
So why don't you tell them how to locate that and then just kind of go over what they're going to see, because they're getting access to a lot more stuff than we started with in the beginning. This is really a different piece of software.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So, my mind just went blank. What was the question?
Lifestyles Discovery.
Right.
LifestylesDiscovery.com.
Yeah, that's where you can go get the 7-day free trial. You just go to lifestylesdiscovery.com, and there's a button right on there. It takes a minute to sign up. And you can use it as much as you want, do as many evaluations as you want to, once you're on that trial.
Many softwares, I believe, charge you per evaluation you run, do they not?
Yeah, in fact, they do, and it's a real problem because I estimate that it takes about 50 to 100 evaluations for each property that you actually purchase. Because you have to find out, you have to do the initial answer to the question of, should I even make an offer on this property? Does it look like a good deal? And you have to sort through and sift through quite a few properties, and you don't get every deal that you make an offer on. So by the time you actually purchase something, you've done maybe 50 to 100 evaluations, and if you're paying by the evaluation, it can get very expensive. In fact, one of the data sources that we use is called RentRange, because I scoured like every rental data provider in the country that had nationwide data. And by far and away, they were the best. They had the best data. It was amazing how accurate their rental data was. The problem is that when you go to their website and you want to purchase an evaluation, it's $14 for one, just to evaluate one property. But we were able to work out a deal with them so that when people subscribe to Lifestyles Discovery, they actually have unlimited access to as many rent range evaluations as they need to have. So we've been able to eliminate that issue.
Well, if we hadn't have, I don't think this thing would have worked because it's just too expensive to go out there at that price. Now, the other thing that I've seen other software programs require is that you sign up for long periods of time, 6 months to a year or whatever. We're not doing that, are we?
Correct. We're just doing a month to month, so you can subscribe and use it when you need it, and you can stop your subscription when you don't need it. And that seems to work really well for people so that they're not locked into some kind of contract.
Yeah, well, it's absolutely, what's the word for it? It's very beneficial for them and not very beneficial for us, because most things you sign up for is as low price as what we charge. You've got to sign up for a period of time to make it worthwhile. Whereas I would probably say you divide up your time as in looking for a property. You might spend a week or a month or 2 months at the most to go out and buy the property you want. And then you kind of back off for a while. And then you come back and say, okay, I'm ready to buy another one. And then you go back on again. The ability for them to sign on and then stop and then sign on again is a massive benefit that no other program that I know of or have ever heard of is allowing people. And I'm wondering just out loud between two of us if that may be a problem someday. I mean, because of that, that's something where, they'll sign up and then they'll quit and they'll sign up and they'll quit. And
yeah, we may have to relook at that. But I do find that a lot of people just keep their subscription because they people will be like, maybe they're in a lull and they're not doing something. And then all of a sudden, they just get that drive, that fire into their feet. And so they, when I look at the usage patterns inside of Discovery, it's a lot of people just keep their subscription active. They may want to hop on and evaluate their own property for tax, you know, protesting their tax, you know, their taxes on the house. And they want to, I can't remember the word for it, but dispute.
Property tax protestation. We'll call it property tax protestation.
Yeah. Yeah, so they may even be using it for other things than just finding an investment property, but keep the subscription active all the time, and some people will jump on and jump off as needed. So it's kind of a mix of things.
I remember when we first came out with Quest, it was kind of funny that my girlfriend at the time, she picked up the Quest program and started looking up all of her bosses and her friends to see what they paid for their home. I don't think it was designed for that kind of a spy network, but it is interesting to see what people pay for certain homes. When you can go into any neighborhood and find out what the house is sold for, that's a powerful, powerful piece of information.
Yeah, it is very powerful, and it is kind of fun to do that. I mean, I know where you live, and I ran your house on this thing because I was curious. Actually, I knew what you had paid for it because you told me. But it is kind of fun to do that, actually.
No doubt. So we're going to have to go to a break here for a second. I want to get you back one more segment because I want you to tell people all the different things this software does, because it does a lot of different things, and it really makes the process easy. We take a short break. We'll be right back with Damon Janis and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named Lifestyles Unlimited the best real estate education and mentoring program in the United States. We take you by the hand and teach you how to invest in real estate. We've been doing it for 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won independent, local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 9 of the last 9 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to getmymapnow.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Single family houses and apartments are the key to passive income, aka retirement. No one knows this better than America's most successful investor educator, national radio host, self-made multimillionaire, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley. Del is sending his team out across the country. Meet them live in a city near you, one day only. Check the schedule and claim your seats at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Attend for free. Register at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at retireinfiveyearsorless.com.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day Savings and kick off your summer projects early. Add beautiful color to pots and garden beds and save with 12-pack select annuals, now 2 for $16. And grow beautiful flowers and delicious veggies with Stay Green Garden Soil. 4 bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 5/16 through 5/23. While supplies last, selection varies by location. U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Attention Attention, are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Damon Janis, who is the developer of the Lifestyles Discovery appraisal software. And Damon, as I said before we went to break, I'd like you just to walk through and tell people the multitude of things that this software does for you.
I was thinking of the verb, too. You'll be really interested in, and if I wanted to share this with you, I went back and I did a query in the database a couple months ago, and over the last 10 years that we've had this appraisal software, there have been 2 million evaluations done. So
wow,
quite
a lot.
And then when I started investing 10 years ago, it took about 20 minutes before we had the software to do an evaluation. Now it takes like a minute or two. It's so much faster. So I calculated it saved about 59 years of productivity with all of those evaluations that people have been doing. So pretty cool to see that.
Uh-huh.
So what the system does is it's actually really simple to use, which made the programming harder to make it simpler, but it makes it more powerful. So what you do is you go in, you enter an address, the subject property address that you want to evaluate, and it crunches numbers for a couple seconds, and it brings up a screen, and it shows you what the sales value is for the property and a confidence level associated with that, and then it shows you the rent value of the property, what you can rent it for, and the confidence for that. So those are the first two bits of information that you have, and in most cases, you can just go with those numbers. Now, there's also a feature where you can look at detailed comparables, so you want to see what all the properties are similar to the subject property, how much they sold for in the last, say, 3 or 6 months, and it shows you all that information. And occasionally you want to go in if the confidence is low on the sale or rent value, you may want to go in and look at those details, but most of the time you don't even need to do that because the data is so good. And then what also happens is it pre-fills out this cash flow calculator, and all you need to do is put in, like, what rent you want to put, again, based on that value that you saw, and what price you plan on purchasing the property for. So you put in those two pieces of information, and this calculator crunches all the numbers, and it does it, like, instantaneously, very, very fast. So what it tells you is how much cash out of pocket it will require to purchase that property, and that depends on your financing, whether it's a conventional loan or a hard money loan or private financing, whatever. It handles all those scenarios. So it tells you how much money it's going to take to purchase the property, and then it gives you four pieces of information to tell you if it's a great deal or not. And that is, it shows you the unrealized capital gains that you'll have, your annual cash flow, and then it will tell you your percent return on the capital gain and percent return on the cash flow. And so once you have that information, which again just takes just a few seconds to generate very, very fast, then you can say, okay, that looks like a really good deal. I want to move forward with it, or it's not, and I'm just going to go check the next property. So, you know, you can run through these things. You can do 10 in the morning when you're eating breakfast and just look through them really quick and just stay on top of it and get to those best deals. So once you have the evaluations, of course, the system keeps track of all that, and you can go back to previous evaluations that you did, and you can tweak the numbers, and you can make copies of the evaluations. You can export them into PDF files and send them to your real estate agent. Do all those kinds of things. You can add notes to the evaluation so that you can remember any assumptions that you were making.
You know, it's really come a long way. The problem that we had in the past was that we couldn't get the correct information. Now we're not only getting the information, you're getting us a percentage of accuracy. How did the heck does a software program come up with a suspected percentage of accuracy?
Yeah, it's really interesting because the data that's being used comes from multitude of sources. Like the MLS, you know, is some of the data that's available. There's public information. There's private information that companies have. So the data providers that we're using are collecting all of this information, and depending on the source, it's more reliable or less reliable. And so they have an evaluation model that it's kind of an algorithm that goes in, and based on all of this information for this particular property, it will assign a confidence to. And that reminds me of something I want to mention real quick. A lot of people will go to Zillow in order to do their evaluation because Zillow has like a sale value and a rent value. You have to be very careful with that because their data is very problematic. I had a subscriber email me about a month ago, and he said, "Your Lifestyles Discovery is showing me that this property is worth $125,000, and Zillow is telling me it's worth $180,000. And I went in and I looked at the comparables, and there's no way that property is worth $180,000 because all the comparables were like $115,000 to $130,000. And so, you know, this software saves him from making a huge mistake and going and paying too much for a property. So that data accuracy is so important. And then the confidence, you know, that's assigned to the sale value and the rent value is so helpful because, you know, you get like a 95% confidence on the rent. Like, well, you're done. You don't have to worry about that anymore. So very powerful.
You know, I remember reading an article once, and it was a long time ago, so I don't remember the exact percentages. So I welcome you to look it up on the Internet to verify what I'm saying for everybody who's listening. But I had read this article where Zillow had gotten sued because people were making decisions on data that was mm-hmm. not accurate, and Zillow had to come back, and part of their restitution was to admit that they were like only 95% inaccurate. In other words, if they said it's worth $110,000, there's a 95% chance they're wrong. Not right, but wrong. It was some astronomical yeah. amount. Now, I don't know if that meant they were wrong by $1 or $100 or $5,000. You follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it was 95% of the data was wrong. That was just blew my mind. And I probably should look that up before I state that, but I'm welcoming you to look it up and see how close I came to that article.
Yeah, I think I had heard about that, and it's been a problem. And in my, you know, when we were evaluating that project a year ago, and I was starting to get data from different providers, and I was looking at the landscape, I would compare it to MLS data. I would compare it to, you know, all these different sources. And Zillow was consistently, you know, off of what the numbers that I was seeing. So you just have to be real careful. I mean, a professional investor should not be using free data to do their evaluation. Zillow is really good. You know, they get paid for making referrals out to agents, and that's a great business model. The companies that we're getting data from, they get paid because of the accuracy of the data that they're providing. And so, you know, institutional investors and private investors and banks, et cetera, are using this data that we have available in Lifestyles Discovery.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for coming on. We're coming up to a break here. LifestylesDiscovery.com. Take your free 7-day trial offer and go see what Damon Janis is talking about. It's a wonderful software. Damon, thanks for being on. For everybody else, we'll be back with another segment in just a few moments.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Did you know that every dollar you put into a piece of real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate doubles in value about every 20 years. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. We pay almost no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. These are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how, attend one of our free workshops. Call 866-971-8970 or go to getmymapnow.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to getmymapnow.com.
At Lifestyles Unlimited, we don't just teach our members how to retire in 5 years or less by investing in real estate. We provide access to the tools they need to make it happen. Now you can use them too. Attend the free online class, How to Get the Best Investment Properties, to learn the property evaluation techniques and tools you need to identify the very best deals. Go to gettingthebestdeals.com to sign up today. That's gettingthebestdeals.com.
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to dellontheradio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at dellontheradio.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today I'd like to discuss with you this concept of savings for retirement, or saving for retirement, and how much the average family has saved. Now, I've read this article. It's a really good article. Had a lot of data. Not going to try to go through all the data, but I can tell you some basic concepts. The younger people are, the less they have saved. That's a simple one. You know, the older you get, the more people have saved because they had a longer period of time to save. But there seems to be a differentiation here in data, and I'm going to have to see if I can go through this with you. It says, retirement account savings are inadequate and unequal. Retirement account savings of families aged 32 to 61, right, from age 32 to 61 are different than what the other ages are. So that piece of material right there did really nothing for us. Here's the real interesting part. They're talking about the mean savings of all families. So if you take the mean, what is the mean? The mean says if you add up everything and divide by the number of people in the survey, if you add up everybody's retirement and divide by the number of people in the survey, that the mean is $95,776. Now, they go on in this long article to explain that that's almost an irrelevant number because the people on the bottom have almost nothing, and the people on the top have massive amounts of money saved up. So they talk next about the median savings with families that have retirement savings. So you look at the median is if you were to take a number, if you laid all the numbers out in a row and you found the very center of all the numbers from the lowest to the highest amount saved and you found the center is $60,000. So the average person from the 50 percentile bracket down has less than $60,000. But that's if you only take people that have retirement savings. If you do the same thing with people that do not have retirement savings, and you take the median again, the median drops to $5,000. So think about it. If you took every American out there that was entering retirement age, and you lined them up in a row down a long street, maybe I-10 freeway from one side of the country to the other, and you went to the halfway point, half of all Americans and below have only $5,000 saved up. Now, that's pretty scary when you think about it. If you take out the people that have zero savings and you do the same lineup, halfway down the line, half of all people that have even tried to save only have $60,000. Now, that is unbelievable. Just unbelievable that anybody out there, 50% of the whole country, has $5,000 or less. The people who actually believe in savings, who have saved, 50% of the country only has $60,000. How could you retire on $60,000? I have no idea how they even think that that's going to work. It blows my mind. Now, when you add age to that, it really skews the numbers. Because elderly people have way more savings than younger kids. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So as you go through the age groups, they have a chart here by age group. And what you'll see is that there are different age groups that believe differently in saving. So if you get to the age group, the working age group of 32 to 61, you find that the mean that we talked about of $95,000. But if you look at the people from 56 to 61, in other words, not the whole group of working class people right now, but only people from 56 to 61, the last 5 years, quote unquote, their average or their mean is $124,000. I'm sorry, $163,000. My bad. If you go from 50 to 55, it's $124,000. And it goes down precipitously from that point on as you get younger and younger and younger. But these are people that are saving. These are not everybody. These are just people that are saving. So even the wealthiest, right, the wealthiest age group, which is the senior citizens about ready to retire, their average is only $163,000. Folks, I don't know how you retire on $163,000. You're going to take the money out of your 401k and your IRA, and you're going to have to pay taxes on it. Right? You're going to have to pay taxes on that money. It's still in your 401k. It's still in your IRA. You're going to pay 30% taxes. Maybe you could get it down to 15 if you don't pull very much out each year. But that means you're living on almost nothing. You know, to have that much saved up, you probably are used to earning over $100,000 a year. And now you're going to have to learn to live on nothing. It just doesn't make any sense to me. How can people live on that much income? Or lack thereof would be a better way of stating that. You need right now to think about starting producing passive income streams. Yesterday I spoke to a lady, 3 years into the program, her and her husband are producing $7,200 a month in passive income, tax-free, which would relate to making $10,000 a month in earned income after you pay taxes on that earned income. You'd have around the $7,200. This is just one example of thousands of them that we've brought on the radio and or demonstrated at one of our case studies or at one of our expos of people that have had massive changes in their future because they took action. But this number, this set of numbers, this data is very frightening. So let me find out who's giving you this data so that you can look it up if you want to look it up. This is Money. The website's called Money. Visit CNBC.com. Money, Kathy Elkins. The data is coming from EPI, which is the Economic Policy Institute report. Economic Policies Institute report. So there you go. 5,000. The median savings, or those of the 50th percentile, may be better gauged. The median for all families is $5,000. And the median for families with some savings is $60,000. There it is, my friends. Half of all Americans have almost no money to live on when they retire. Half of all folks. And if you take the people that aren't even trying to save, it's way more than half. It's way more than half don't have any money to retire. So it's amazing to me that people allow themselves to get into this situation without at least trying to do something to change it. Think about it this way. Even if you had the highest amount, which was the seniors about ready to retire, which average $163,000, and you take that and you earn 4% a year, that would be $3,200 a year. I mean, come on. 1% would be $160. 4% would be four times that, right? 160, no, it'd be more than that. It'd be 3,000, I think. Let's see here. 162, little on-air math, which nobody loves. Nobody loves to hear a radio announcer go for the calculator. Just doesn't make sense, but see if I can find it, because I want to be accurate on this statement I'm making. So you take $163,000 times 0.4%, which is what your financial planner says you earn, so you earn $6,500 a year. A year. $6,500 a year, not a month. A year. And I just don't think that. And that's the best, guys. That's the best average, and that's people about ready to retire. The best group. Everybody else is precipitously below that. In fact, the mean on all these people, or the median on all these people, is $60,000 with savers and only $5,000 with non-savers. So if a non-saver, I'm sorry, so if a saver ended up with only $60,000 and he took 4% draw on that, he'd have what? 1% of 60,000 would be 600 or 6,000? No, it'd be 600, right? There we go with that math again. It's just crazy stuff. 60,000 times 0.04%, $2,400 a year. He'd have to live on $2,400 a year plus Social Security. Just not something that's going to look good for you in your later life. So let's think about getting started right away. Come to one of our free workshops. Go to our website. Do something. Take some action and start learning how you can turn your life around as quickly as possible. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I've got another interesting article for you. It's an article on why we believe that rental real estate has got nowhere to go but up. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Learn to master apartment investing on the Multifamily Masters Tour with Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited in San Antonio, Friday, June 1st and Saturday the 2nd. Ride along with the country's top team of apartment investing professionals as you tour four apartment communities with the owners and operators alongside their mentors and educators. For more details, visit MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Experience award-winning multifamily strategies in action. Get the insider secrets to triple-digit returns and learn the six ways you can make multifamily millions too. Open Q&A format with Del's top team, including operations consultants, mentors, and award-winning members. Get your seat on the bus at MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Due to the nature of the event, seating is very limited. Ride with us for the day and learn how to close the gap on your retirement with multifamily properties, what a profitable property being run as a business looks like in person and on paper, how Lifestyles Unlimited members win local, state, and national awards year after year, which path is right for you, lead, passive, or independent owner, how to upgrade your profits by upgrading your apartment, and whatever you want at our open Q&A all day long. The only bus ticket worth millions. Get yours at MultifamilyMastersTour.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 5370.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the last segment of the Del Walmsley Radio Show. If you'd like to call and ask a question in this last segment, our number is 877-711-5211. Next segment here, I want to share something with you I thought was rather interesting. I found an article that was stating that it costs more to rent than it does, costs more to own than it does to rent in every state in the union, every city in the union, everywhere. And the reason why I thought that the article made sense to bring to you is because people are always asking me, well, do you think that the market has peaked? And, you know, the answer, you can look at data and make predictions that it might be peaked or might not be peaked. But I can tell you this. As long as it's cheaper to rent than it is to own, investors are going to continue to buy. And as they continue to buy rentals, they're going to drive the price up, and they're going to make lots and lots of money doing it. They're also going to have lots of positive cash flow. So I was looking at this. If somebody has to buy living, you know, buy housing, what would they be willing to pay to go from renting a place to owning a comparable piece of housing? And it really blew my mind when I looked at these numbers. So here is the key takeaways according to the article. And then I'll come back and I'll speak more specifically about the markets we're in. It says owning is more expensive everywhere. Access to all 50 states, including Washington, D.C. It costs more each month to own a home than to rent. The median cost people pay nationwide to own a home is 54% more than the median cost to rent one. The smallest difference is still a third more to own. The state where the premium to own a home is the lowest is Florida, where it costs a median of 33% more to own than to rent. The states with the next lowest premiums are Colorado, 40%, and Arizona, 41%. So you can see why, you know, it wouldn't make sense for people, even in these areas where you would think they can get housing, you know, cheaper, right, than they can other places, it's still costing them at least 30 to 40% more to own a house. It goes on and says, in some states, the cost of owning is far eclipses the cost of renting. In New Jersey, the state with the highest ownership premium, the median monthly cost of owning is nearly double that of renting, 93% more to own than it is to rent. This is just an unbelievable situation. 93% more. So it looks to me like there's no time soon that people are going to stop renting. When you can go live for half the price or 50% less, then why would you want to take the risk of buying a house? Looks like we have a caller online. Tom, is this the Tom Ziegler? Hello? Anybody out there? Okay. I thought I had somebody on the line. Guess not. So let's go back to this. Let's look at the areas, local areas here. The first local area is Texas. It costs 56% more to own in Texas than to rent. Florida's the lowest, with only a 33% premium. And Arizona is 41%, the second lowest. Georgia is the third lowest. Michigan is 52%. And California, 62%. 62% there. So, looks like people are going to be renting for some time in the future. It appears at this point. Looks like there's phone lines lit up here. Is there anybody on the phone? Hello? Somehow I've lost connection with my engineer, it looks like. All right. So, moving on. Last thing I want to cover here today is this. When you're looking at retiring, what you're thinking most of the time is, how can I save up enough money to be able to retire? That's the concept, right? But the reality is that what you really should be looking at is, how can I learn to replace my earned income so that if I do lose my job, if I do retire, my financial situation doesn't get worse. It gets better. That's the whole goal behind what we do, is not to create a big pile of money, although many of us do. But the idea is to replace our earned income with passive income. That's the whole game. And that's what we're here trying to teach you how to do. You need to get to one of our free workshops. You need to get to our website. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and figure out what it is that you're going to need to do to start taking steps. You know, there's an old saying, how to eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And that's really what we're trying to teach you, is how do you start taking these steps in the right direction? Now, as Steve always brings up, you don't have the right map, then you're not going to get there. It's very important to have the right map, because just doing something doesn't give you the results. If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. And if you expect it's going to be any different, that's how they define insanity. You've got to make some changes in what you're doing if it's going to work for you. So keep in mind, today is the first day of the rest of your life. All you need to do is get yourself going. Do something. First step. That's all you have to do. First step. Look us up on the website. Read some of the material. Start listening to the podcasts. Do something to take some action to send you towards your goal. That's what's important. Just get up and do something to set you towards your goal. And keep in mind that we're not doing this just to have a pile of money. We're doing this to completely rearrange our life and have an incredible lifestyle. One that you deserve if you get up and start taking those steps. That's all I'm asking today. Today's goal, take your first step. Look us up online. Do something. Have a wonderful day, and remember this, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Radio show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Biz Talk Radio.